Welcome back to the EduHero podcast. I'm Kirk Konecki, superintendent of Indian Hill, and I am here with some special guests from Indian Hill Middle School today, Aria Murphy and Thomas Fullen. Welcome, gang.
Hi.
Hi.
How are we doing today?
Good.
How are you? I'm good. Thanks for being here. You are the first sixth graders to ever be on the EduHero podcast, and this is an awesome day for the Braves. So thanks for being here. Aria, I've seen you a lot the last couple years. You're one of the first students I got to know. You always lead with that smile coming in the room, which I love, that your sense of humor. I'm sure your friends tell you that too. You're involved in a lot of different activities in school and would love to hear a little bit today, especially about this Future Cities Club, because I think it's something a lot of people outside of school don't know about. So can you kind of give us a summary of, like, what is the Future Cities Club and what do you get to do?
Yeah, so I'm in Future Cities Club, and it's basically, it's run by Ms. Gemmel and Ms. Sopko, and you are designing a model of a city that is either like polluted or is a major cause of global pollution or something like that, and you find ways to fix it. And it's, you basically have to write an essay, a presentation, and a model, or make a model about that city. And then you go to competition in Columbus, and you explain to judges about your city and what you did to solve the problems there.
And your team, right, I'm assuming you're not doing this alone, and Ms. Sopko's kind of helping the team prepare, but your team went and competed, and what happened in Columbus?
We got fifth place in the state.
Wow, so over 600 school districts in the state of Ohio, you guys came back fifth place, and
yes.
This is a really great example of teamwork and problem-solving skills, right, that you're trying to demonstrate?
Yes.
What's your favorite part of that whole experience?
My favorite part of it was probably when we got to build our model, because we got to use all sorts of different things to make it. We got to use, like, recyclables, Legos, foil, all sorts of different things.
And when you go to that competition, there are, like, companies and architects and judges that are designers that are taking feedback from you about all these ideas, right? And they're learning from students.
Yes.
That's really, really cool. Awesome. I hope you had a great experience. It sounds like you guys did great. Thomas, you're involved, obviously, as a student athlete. You love soccer, right?
Yeah, I do.
Some people know that you don't start competing necessarily for your school teams until the older grade levels in middle school and high school, but you're involved in the soccer club. So tell us a little bit about what your experience is like with that.
So, like, soccer, it's where I'm mostly the best at, like, defense and where, like, playing goalie. I used to not be as good, but I look at the people I'm going against and I can see, like, where they're about to, like, shoot, or, like, how much, like, power they're going to, so I can block it.
And being a goalie, I have a little bit of experience in this from my past life, but being a goalie is a really unique position. Tell people why being the goalie is so unique. You kind of gave us a hint there, but what makes it a unique position?
So it's where you it's like since you're goalie, if they get super close to the goal, it's like you're your only hope. And no pressure.
That's right.
Make sure you don't screw it up. And when you block it, it feels really good.
Much like a pitcher in baseball or a catcher, a goalie in soccer, like you said, there's a lot of pressure, right, when it comes down to the shot and the save. You can feel like it's sometimes all on you, even though you're in a team sport, right? And then you also get to see the game from a little bit of a different perspective, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how long have you been involved?
I started since I was 4, and then until when I got brain surgery, then I, like, started playing again in second, and then I was going to play it last year, but I forgot to tell, like, my parents to sign me up, which is very disappointing.
but back.
But yeah, and my mom signed me up.
And you, one of the things that you shared with me is that, right, you've learned patience over time. I think being a goalie, right, learning to be patient is a really important skill. But you've learned patience from some life lessons, right? You mentioned the brain surgery. Can you just tell us, for the audience sake, like, just kind of quickly, like, what you've kind of endured?
So my brain surgery, I've had it, like, 6 to 7 surgeries I had done. I take, like, EEGs or, like, like a ponytail test, and like they have this thing where you push your they push your body into like this machine, and they make you like watch a movie, and like as they're doing that, you have to stand still, yeah. and they have to like scan your brain to see where the seizures are.
You know, and I again, it's a gross generalization, but most people when they think of sixth graders and middle school students, they don't think of people who are patient.
Yeah.
But you've learned patience, and part of your treatment, right, is yeah. making sure you're monitoring for patience. But I also think it translates into how you present yourself as a student, and I've seen that, right? And yeah. and even in soccer, maybe in the position that you're playing, right, that patience can really pay off
yeah.
because you've got to show that skill, right? And patience is a skill. So I appreciate you sharing a little bit of that with us. Aria, when we think about things like challenges, right, everybody has different challenges, as we just heard.
Yeah.
How do you deal with stress and cope with it? A lot of people are worried and concerned about middle schoolers, right? And some days are hard, right? And some days you have stress. So how do you deal with it?
Usually I'll just take deep breaths, or I'll try to focus on something other than what I'm stressed about or what I'm worrying about. And that'll kind of help me, like, calm down over the situation.
What do you mean by deep breaths? Is this some kind of technique that you picked up, or you're just trying to, like, kind of take a pause? Like, why deep breaths?
Usually when I get stressed about something, my heart will start to, like, really like beat really fast. And taking deep breaths, like, really helps me calm down. It helps me, like, center my attention on something else.
And really, it's so cool. You're hitting on these words that kind of speak to wellness, right, and mindfulness. And is that something that you and your family talk about? Is that something that you've just kind of picked up over time? Is it something you've learned? Where does that come from?
I've kind of picked it up over time. We talk about it a little bit at school. We talk about it some at home. That's really where I've learned all those things from.
Yeah, I think it's great that you can practice some reflection and some self-regulation and help keep yourself focused and centered and calm. That's a hard thing, especially when you're a very active and busy person sometimes, and
yeah.
we all face different kinds of stress, right? How about teachers that have helped you to navigate school? Like, you change from elementary, you come up to the middle school. The last couple years, right, the middle school's been a little disjointed as we're going through this building project. So not everybody's together all the time, and people are in different places. Are there teachers, if you had to point to one who or two that, like, really have helped you feel success or calm or navigate school, that you would say, like, boy, I really have gotten some help from that person? Who would you talk about? Thomas, why don't you give us your take on that?
I've had, like, teachers specifically where they help you, where they narrow things down. You get to go in, like, a quiet room, and there's, like, since you have extra help, or since you get, like, extra help, you get to go in, like, a quiet room to take tests, or, like, if you're just stressed, they have stuff to, like, keep, like, don't be, they'll have things that you won't be as stressed, and they just, if you're ever confused, it'll just
So that brave rumor, that quiet rumor, there's some ways for you to go ahead and do what she's talking about, some mindfulness or some regulation, or take some time to get yourself kind of centered.
Just get back on track, yeah.
What about teachers who are communicating with you? Like, is there someone that stands out that's really had an impact on you?
Yeah, one from this year, Presnell, and one in fourth grade named Miss Miller.
And why? Why would you select them?
Because they mainly, I was, like, confused about a lot of stuff in the past, and when they help, or, like, if you're ever confused, they'll come up and, like, try and find something that would be easier to narrow down, or, like, they both have a fun personality, and they have positive ways to make it something feel better. That's very difficult.
Well, that's great to hear. Positive methods to help you feel better, right? That matters. Aria, when you think about that, or someone that stands out in your mind, I mean, who helps you?
I would say Miss Cook is helps me a lot, because writing isn't a strong thing for me, and so she's like narrowed down things to help me, and like taught the class different ways to start like an introduction or an essay or anything writing related, and that's really helped me a lot.
I think she would probably say you are a strong writer, and she's helping you to become even stronger, right? And that's great to hear. And you have some aspirations, right? I mean, sixth grade, but you're talking about, like, you might want to dabble in medicine, maybe be a surgeon in the future.
Yeah.
So obviously, you've got some real goals. How do you set goals? I think it's important that people know, middle school students, right? We have dreams. We've got goals. Like, how do you do that? What influences you?
I think my parents, because I grew up in a medical house. My parents are both doctors. My grandma, my grandpa, my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, they are all in the medical field. And so I've kind of, that's where I've learned to, like, want to become somewhere in the medical field. And I'm also, I really enjoy art, and it's surgery to me, or any type of surgeon is kind of like an art, I would feel, because you have to be very precise about different movements and everything that you do.
I have never in my life heard someone use that analogy before until today, and that is so cool. And now that you say it, it makes me think about it in a different way. So thank you. And of course, no wonder, right, coming from you. Thomas, yeah. You talked about, like, how you love some of your classes, like math and social studies, but all of this idea of putting things together in engineering is something that you have an interest in. Where'd that come from?
I got it from, like, a YouTuber named Mark Rober, and he gave me a lot of inspiration of, like, anything that you can't, like, accomplish. There's another way of figuring it out. Like, how do I say this? Like, one thing where you have to make this, like, you only have a limited amount of, like, resources, and you have to create something big. And you can, and he would do that where he would even use, like, less materials than you were supposed to get. And, you know, it kind of helps.
So you're watching this person, right? Mostly on your free time,
yeah.
Right? Your social time, and you're picking up lessons that are life lessons and how to problem solve and find multiple solutions even when you don't have all the resources you need.
Yeah.
And so that sparked your interest. And then as you're moving forward, thinking about the experiences you've had here at Indian Hill Schools, like, are there other things that you've done that have fueled this love for engineering or math?
So I didn't like math as much until I started, like, really picking up on it, and, like, it was a lot easier now, because if you know what you're doing, then you'll be fine. And, like, math is very important for, like, engineering, because there's a lot of coding, there's a lot of, like, parts you need to find, like, building computers. Like, my dad does that. He likes making computers for his free time. And you could do that. Like, there's a bunch of engineers and software.
So measures, the tools, the instruments, a lot of the math is going to come in handy for you as you're thinking about those things that you may want to do.
Yes.
And when people hear the word STEM, right, like, as a district, we use the word STEM mostly for people outside of schools to understand, yeah, what's going on in schools today. But STEM can mean a lot of different things in your classes and your experiences. What's something fun that you've gotten to do that you would kind of classify as STEM in the time you've been at Indian Hill?
That's very difficult. There's a lot of fun things. Yeah.
Well, we only have a half an hour, Thomas, so you'll have to come up with an answer, but that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of fun things. Like, STEM, like, classify as fun. That was in the past, or in Indian Hill. Probably some projects where there's math and, like, writing and language, and it's, like, sometimes, like, a presentation where
you created a sports franchise.
Yeah.
Once, right?
Yeah, I did.
How would that classify? You had to use some different skills, right?
Yeah, so one person would do all the images, and someone would write all of, like, the stuff and fun facts, like, when they look up, and some people this is a long time ago. I'm sorry, this is a long time ago.
Well, you're old.
Yeah, well, I'm 12, yeah. May 3rd, I'm turning 13, I don't want to be a teenager. So, like, one person would look on the images, and one person would, like, write it all in.
So people had different roles.
And two of us would presentate in front of a fourth grade class. So.
And you kind of had to work through those five C's, right? You had to collaborate, you had to do some analysis, and kind of apply those things you were learning in your classes to make the project work.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, right, it could be something that's fun, too.
Again, like, when you find a project and like you're allowed to buy materials to like make something, I'm always like, no, I'm doing it because I know you're not gonna buy anything to make this project work.
And it helps you to make it individual or personal to you, the project.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arya, what do you think, like, when you think of that question? Is there something that sticks out to you in the past? It could be sixth grade, it could be before, but that you've done that just kind of sticks with you?
I would also say the sports franchise activity that we did. I thought it was really fun to do because we got to use technology. We got to research different places. And then at the end, we got to present in front of a fourth grade class that,
learned from you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so that's another thing I wanted to ask both of you today is you have had a chance at times to present to other students in different grades and interact with students in different grades. Why is that important?
I kind of feel like it sets you up, it depends if they're older or younger, but if they're older, it kind of sets you up for like what you're going to expect, and if they're younger, then it helps them understand what they're going to be doing.
Great answer. I appreciate that. Thomas, anything comes to mind?
Like when you're working with an older student, they probably have more experience of what they're doing, and they can like help you just in case if you are ever confused. Younger people, then you're the one who has to do that, which I'm sorry, but it's true. But you have to, like, if they're ever confused and, like, for example, like you're doing a subject that your parents have never done before, and it's just like, they don't know what they're doing, then you're all on your own.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Great, good thoughts there. And when you think about leadership, I think sometimes outside of schools, right, it's people don't get to see students always on a daily basis because they're not here demonstrating what I would call leadership skills or leadership behaviors. But we know that there are a lot of leaders at Indian Hill Middle School. Give us some evidence or share with the audience how they can be assured that you all are learning about leadership while you're in school.
You want me to say? Okay. So, like, leadership, I mean, I got the Pillar of Respect. I'm saying that. But, like, leadership, I would do something like guide other people, like, just guide them and see. And if they don't understand, then, again, you can just guide them. If they're ever confused, you obviously for like a test you can't just give away the answer. You gotta like leak it through. It's like step by step. You gotta slowly close it in, like, and not just splat out the answer, like especially in like Ohio State test.
And I think you spend a lot of time trying to be a good neighbor to your peers and your friends, right?
Yeah.
You have a lot of strong relationships where you say guide, and I think being a guide can happen in lots of different ways, whether you're giving somebody advice or you're just trying to help somebody feel better. And I think you always demonstrate those things, Thomas, from what I hear. Arya, what do you think about when you think about leadership? How do we know it's happening at Indian Hill Middle School?
This is kind of hard.
You do it every day. So what do you do?
With your friends.
How are you a good role model?
I would say I try to focus in class. I try to stay on task. I'll try to help other people if they're confused or they need help or anything.
Focused, on task, good teammate. I think you're modeling the way, right? And then you're getting an opportunity with some of the grade level activities and the things you're doing in your building, right, to have some fun.
Yeah.
You guys, were you a part of the silent dance that was put on earlier in
yes.
the year?
Yeah. That was fun.
What did you think about that? Because to me, like, that was one of the most fun experiences I've ever had in a public school, and I'm an old guy, right? Like, what did you guys think about that event?
That was really fun because we got to, like, be with all the grade levels and just kind of be in one space and, you know, just kind of have fun.
Yeah. Get together and have fun. And what you were doing it for a cause, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's leadership, right? You were trying to be inclusive for everybody, and everybody got to have fun, but in a different way maybe, and experience something together. That's leadership, I think. So one last thing. what's your favorite, like, guilty pleasure food, sixth grade student, when you got to do some homework or you worked really hard all week and you want your parents to get you that something that you really want? Like, what's your guilty pleasure food? Like, you got to have it. It's your go-to.
I would say either. It depends how I'm feeling. But
yeah, that's the same with me.
Sometimes I like ice cream. Like, no matter what season it is, no matter what time of day it is, I will have ice cream.
Grater's ice cream?
Yes,
Grater's.
Okay. Grater's.
That seems good.
Cool.
Or salami. Oh. Just like plain out salami. I really like that.
Plain out salami. Yep. Yeah. All right. Cool. Thomas?
Probably like from a restaurant that I would go to, like, I'd probably go like maybe like Skyline, like Chick-fil-A. Something that I would have like, I don't know, on a daily basis. Or it's like one time, like we were, I'm gonna pull out a random example, but like one time you were doing soccer, like when I was a lot younger, like 2 years ago, and I was doing really well at like, when I was playing soccer, I was doing really well, and we decided like have our mini competition, when I was my age, and I was like, I think I won, yeah I won, but. And my mom's like, can we get a cake? And mom's like, yeah, sure. And my siblings, they always win competitions. Like, my sisters have, like, 200 medals of synchronized swimming. And they're like, and every time they win, they don't need anything. And I was like, mom, can we get cake? And she's like, yeah, sure. And when my sisters found out, they're like, why do I have this?
You should have thought of that before, right?
Yeah.
And, of course, cake and ice cream go together. But some advice for all of us, right, is I don't think we want to mix the Skyline, the salami. And
oh,
the
yeah.
Cake.
We don't want to do that. No. I don't think that's Skyline dip. I don't care.
Well, listen, I have thoroughly enjoyed our time together on the Edge Hero podcast. And I can't wait to see where you two end up here over the next couple of years. Keep doing good things in school. Keep working hard. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.